Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Friends, in the next chapter, the Lord continues the basic paradigm of God as the husband and Israel slash Judah as the wife. And so they're guilty of marital infidelity as far as the Lord is concerned. And this marital infidelity is idolatry. And so see if you can pick out the terminology as I read Jeremiah chapter 3. If a man divorces his wife and she leaves him and marries another man, should he return to her again? Would not the land be completely defiled? But you have lived as a prostitute with many lovers. Would you now return to me, declares the Lord? Look up to the barren heights and see. Is there any place where you have not been ravished? By the roadside you sat waiting for lovers, sat like a nomad in the desert. You have defiled the land with your prostitution and wickedness. Therefore, the showers have been withheld, and no spring rains have fallen. Yet you have the brazen look of a prostitute. You refuse to blush with shame. You have not just called out to me, my father, my friend from my youth. Will you always be angry? Will your wrath continue forever? This is how you talk, but you do all the evil you can. During the reign of King Josiah, the Lord said to me, have you seen what faithless Israel has done? She's gone up on every high hill and under every spreading tree and committed adultery there. I thought that after she had done all this, she would return to me, but she did not. And her unfaithful sister, Judah, saw it. I gave faithless Israel her certificate of divorce, and I sent her away because of all of her adulteries. Yet I saw that her unfaithful sister, Judah, had no fear. She also went out and committed adultery. Because Israel's immorality mattered so little to her, she defiled the land and committed adultery with stone and wood. In spite of all of this, her unfaithful sister Judah did not return to me with all of her heart, but only in pretense, declares the Lord. The Lord said to me, faithless Israel is more righteous than unfaithful Judah. Go proclaim this message toward the north. Return, faithless Israel, declares the Lord. I will frown on you no longer, for I am faithful, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your guilt. You have rebelled against the Lord your God. You have scattered your favors to foreign gods under every spreading tree, and you've not obeyed me, declares the Lord. Return, faithless people, declares the Lord, for I am your husband. I will choose you, one from a town and two from a clan, to bring to Zion. Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will lead you with knowledge and understanding. In those days, when your numbers have increased greatly in the land, declares the Lord, people will no longer say, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. It will never enter their minds or be remembered. It will not be missed, nor will another one be made. At that time they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all nations will gather in Jerusalem to honor the name of the Lord. No longer will they follow the stubbornness of their own evil hearts. In those days the people of Judah will join the people of Israel, and together they will come from a northern land to the land I gave your ancestors as an inheritance. I myself said, how glad would I treat you like my children and give you a pleasant land, the most beautiful inheritance of any nation. I thought you would call me father and not turn away from following me. But like a woman unfaithful to her husband, so you, Israel, have been unfaithful to me, declares the Lord. A cry is heard on the barren heights, the weeping and pleading of the people of Israel, because they have perverted their ways and have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, faithless people. I will cure you of your backsliding. Yes, we will come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Surely the idolatrous commotion on the hills and mountains is the deception. Surely in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. From our youth, shameful gods have consumed the fruits of our ancestors' labors, their flocks and herds, and their sons and daughters. Let us lie down in our shame, and let our disgrace cover us. We have sinned against the Lord our God, both we and our ancestors, from our youth until this day, and we've not obeyed the Lord our God. Friends, a very powerful, powerful chapter. God, as I said, was the faithful husband, and Israel and Judah were portrayed as the unfaithful wife. The Lord opens with these words: if a man divorces his wife and she leaves him and marries another man, should he return to her again? Would not the land be defiled completely? But you have lived as a prostitute with many lovers. Would you return now to me? And so the Lord makes the case that Judah speaks words of reconciliation with the Lord, but continues with its spiritual prostitution by worshiping other gods. The Lord went so far as to say he actually had withheld the rain to get their attention so that they might repent. Verse 3, therefore the showers have been withheld, and no spring rains have fallen. Yet you have the brazen look of a prostitute, and you refuse to blush with shame. It makes you wonder, friends, it makes me wonder how often the weather is a tool that the Lord is attempting to get mankind's attention with. And so perhaps this, what we now know as global warming or climate change, is not a man-made phenomenon at all. Perhaps it's God reaching out to fallen mankind and saying, hey, I want to get your attention. You need to turn to me. That's for another day. But here clearly, the Lord withheld the rains. And so no spring rains fell in an attempt to get the people's attention. Judah is called to repentance before they face the same consequences that it had Israel. The Lord says, have you paid attention to what faithless Israel has done? They committed adultery, and now you, Judah, are her unfaithful sister. Judah has become more adulterous than Israel, her northern sister. Verse 8, I gave faithless Israel her certificate of divorce, and I sent her away. Because of their immorality, they committed adultery. But, verse 11, the Lord said, faithless Israel is more righteous than unfaithful Judah. So in other words, the Lord's saying, I judged them, but I withheld my judgment on Judah. Now Judah is worse than Israel was. So the Lord calls them to repentance like an adulterous wife. He says, return, faithless Israel. I will frown on you no longer, for I am faithful, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your guilt that you have rebelled against the Lord your God. You have scattered your favors to foreign gods under every spreading tree. In other words, the imagery, again, is of a sexual nature. You've scattered your favors. It's talking about you having sexual favors with foreign gods. The Lord says in verse 14, return, faithless people, declares the Lord, for I am your husband. It's interesting when you look at the Lord's perspective on all this, friends. It's like a lover cheating on her husband. It's like a wife cheating on her faithful husband. That's the way the Lord sees this spiritually adulterous behavior of worshiping other gods. The Lord declares his commitments, and he reveals some of his ultimate plans for Israel and Judah in what will be days ahead, maybe thousands of years ahead. The Lord says, in those days, when your numbers have increased greatly in the land, people will no longer say the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. It will never enter their minds or be remembered. It will not be missed, nor will another one be made. So this is prophesying in part the coming of the new covenant, where the Ark of the Covenant would not be central to the religion of Israel and the religion of mankind through Christ. At that time, they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, it says, and all nations will gather in Jerusalem to honor the name of the Lord. Verse 18, in those days, the people of Judah will join the people of Israel, And they together will come from a northern land to the land I gave your ancestors as an inheritance. Friends, many scholars believe that this alludes to the restoration of Israel, the coming from a northern land, speaking of coming from the former Soviet Union and migrating to Israel. They came by the, not thousands, but millions to repopulate the land of Israel. And Judah and Israel are mentioned together here. We talk often of the northern tribes as having been the lost tribes. Well, they're not lost. The Lord knows where each and every one of them are, and his plan is to regather them. This continues with the Lord saying, like a wife or a woman unfaithful to her husband, so you, Israel, have been unfaithful to me. And yet the Lord says, return, faithless people. I will cure you of your backsliding. So the Lord desires them to return. This chapter closes with Jeremiah praying on Israel's behalf. From our youth, shameful gods have consumed the fruits of our ancestors' labors, their flocks and herds, their sons and daughters. Let us lie down in our shame, Isaiah pens, and let our disgrace cover us. We have sinned against the Lord our God. Both we and our ancestors from our youth until this day, we have not obeyed the Lord our God. And so, Lord, we pray along with Jeremiah that Israel, the people of Israel, would lie down before their God and repent and turn toward you. May Israel be once again your chosen land. May it be full of your chosen people who love you and worship you and serve you. May they reject all shameful involvement with other gods, including the gods of prosperity, the gods of political convenience, all of the false ways that they're led astray in our generation. Let this be the generation that seeks your face. May this be the generation that no one asks, where's the Lord of the Ark of the Covenant? May they be involved with the God of the Covenant, and may the throne of the Lord be established in Jerusalem. We honor you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.